hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back in the studio to continue the Scuba Radio Office Christmas Party back in our home base of operations of Orlando, Florida. We can only do an hour in South Florida, Bill. It was just too much. You hear what I'm saying?
Are you winded? Did you have to run? You had 6 minutes to get from the Keys to the studio here in Orlando.
Yes.
You are not even breathing hard.
I've been taking tips from Santa.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would explain the beard and all the gray hairs.
Thank you. Yeah. he let me borrow his reindeer. We were able to get back up here in Orlando. Basically, we were kicked out of that portion of the Conquer Public. that's what happened. So, and if you've heard the show, all I can say is I'm sorry. It's been crazy. You know, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa followed me down there to the Florida Keys.
I told you. This is why
you were the one who gave him my address, didn't you?
I did not give you the address. No. He climbed into the bed of your truck at least a week ago. At least a week ago. I could smell it when I walked by. I couldn't believe you couldn't.
Really? Well, it's an avalanche, so it's separated from the cab. So maybe that's why I didn't smell it. But he found his way down there in the Orange Crush, did he?
Yes.
Or is
CJ... you're running that thing on methane now.
Well, or CJ liked to deem it the Flying Pumpkin.
Yes, well, that's nice.
Which I thought we could call it that just for the month of Rocktober.
Yes.
For the rest of the year, maybe we refer to it as the Yam.
That would be sweet.
That's kind of festive holiday and sweet.
Sweet.
Nice.
Potato.
All right. Well, it isn't going to get any much better than this.
Nope.
So,
this is it. Sorry.
Well, we have a few special surprises on this hour of the Scuba Radio Craptacular? Straptavaganza.
Where's
CJ? Where is he?
CJ!
I think I left him down there.
Oh, well.
Don't tell me that was Scuba Radio Drunken Santa in the back. I thought it was CJ.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. We could be in trouble. All right. Well, let's move on to other things because there's still, you know, a few days left before Christmas is here. And you have
7 shopping days. Not even a few days. It's 7 shopping
days.
Well,
that's true. You got a whole week to finish off your Christmas shopping for the year. And Dennis from the Scuba Snobs is on Scuba Radio to help us talk about one more little item that you might want to stuff in that stocking for that that dive buddy of yours. Of course, we're talking about the Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette. Dennis, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear from Bill.
It's good to be heard from.
Him last week. I had bad timing.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's fine. It happens. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on at the end of the year here at Scuba Radio. 2 new studios. We're traveling all over the place. I just certified my one of my contractors that helped us build these studios.
Oh, and we just got the paperwork back from the State Department of Mental Health. You have also been certified.
Well, thank you, I think. I'm not sure.
Maybe I should have said I had good luck in this.
Yes, that would probably have been more appropriate for sure.
Anyway.
All right,
it's good to be back with you. It's been a lot of fun. I know we're coming to an end of our little series here, but I just want to thank you and all your listeners. and tell you I've had a great time. And if anybody missed last week's show, they really need to stream it because your interview with the new 10-year-old diver was priceless.
Yes. Well, Peter Goldberg's grandson was quite a treat. Heber is his name. And and Peter did correct me, by the way, from that interview last week, because I said that, you know, so he, you know, he you basically did your book work and then he did your checkout dives. He didn't do the checkout dives because he's not an active teaching instructor at the moment. He had someone else in the Keys take care of that, a friend of his that he had certified many years ago, who's now a dive instructor in the Keys. And then he went diving with his grandson. But, yeah, I mean, I think he's a superstar, as long as he doesn't take over my gig. You know?
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yes. So just a little flashback to that. But, yeah, it was good stuff. But let's talk about the Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette. And we're going to zero in on a particular type of diving this week. Are we not, Dennis?
Okay.
Okay. Maybe we're not.
Maybe not.
We can.
Yeah,
what kind
I mean,
of diving do you want to zero in on this week?
Well,
was it liveaboard? Were we going to cover liveaboards?
Yeah. I thought that was the plan. Yeah, little liveaboard diving etiquette.
Well, the reason everybody needs to read this book is that there are things that our young friend Heber don't learn in a certification class. People get certified to dive. People become divers. They go on a lot of trips, but they haven't ever been on a liveaboard. They haven't been living in close quarters with 10 to 20 other people. And there are certain things that you can only learn by doing that, as you well know. And that's what we share in our chapter on liveaboard rules of etiquette. There are some that apply specifically to liveaboards. I think the first one is what we call the sniff test.
Uh-oh.
As you know.
As I know, we haven't passed that here in the Scuba Radio studios for years.
Well, but on a liveaboard with strangers or other divers, you want to follow. It's important. And that is that before you put a piece of clothing on to go to a meal or hang out in a common area, sniff it first. Okay? If you pass
Woo!
Out, don't wear it. If you gag, don't wear it. You know how gamey our scuba gear gets after it's been in the water, and then divers in and out of the water put on a cover-up or something, and it just gets really funky.
You know, what I love most about liveaboards is how funky I smell. I love the smell of me.
Yes.
Freshly stripped out of neoprene.
Well, every Christmas.
95-degree air temperature.
Trust me, every Christmas. It's no coincidence that Bill gets a new Scuba Radio T-shirt for Christmas every year.
One T-shirt
to last for the entire year. Because by the end of the year, that thing is pretty much moving on its own. You hear what I'm saying?
But it smells good.
Absolutely do.
But it's kind of like a science project.
I'm smelling Bill from here.
Yeah, aren't we all?
You are lucky indeed this week.
But we don't let him on a liveaboard with that, just in the studio. But but the sniff test, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's common sense and just common courtesy, isn't it?
It is. The other thing is to stay in your space. You know, there's a lot of narrow corridors on liveaboards. A scuba snob who is polite and knows the rules of etiquette will not dump their dive bag or their hard case in the middle of a 2-foot-wide corridor and leave it there. They'll shove it under their bed, stick it up somewhere else. So stay out of the quarters, but...
It's funny you should mention that, because I have threatened to shove Greg's up someplace else many, many times.
Yes.
Well, you know, I find it hard to believe that Greg the Dive Master is not the ideal liveaboard buddy.
Oh, I am.
You can continue to feel that way, but you are mistaken.
What? What are you talking about? I am perfect in every way.
I've never been on a boat with him. Hopefully that'll change in the near future or the far future.
Yes. No, you'll find I'm a joy. I'm a joy to be around all the time.
This is what he does. When he goes on a liveaboard, he brings 3 extra hard cases full of stuff to give away to make up for his presence on the boat.
It's called payoffs.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
So if you can put up with it for some...
mermaids, let's not forget.
That's right. Well, yeah.
They got that going for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should mention that following the rules is important. And I tell a story in the book that's an absolutely true story. Some liveaboards... It's okay for some solo diving to go on. Others have a buddy rule, right?
Right.
Right.
And follow the rules. I was on a liveaboard, actually it no longer operates, one of the old Necton boats, and We had a lady from Ohio on board that was, well, we describe her in the book in a way we won't discuss on the radio. But she, nobody wanted to dive with her. Nobody wanted to dive with her.
She didn't pass the snuff test, did she? Or the snuff
test.
Well,
among other things. Among other things.
It's a good read.
She was cranky.
Okay. All right.
She was cranky. She was, Drunken Santa would have found her offensive.
Wow.
All right.
Oh my
That's how low the bar was. Nobody wanted to dive. I finally agreed I'd dive with her.
Wow, yeah. Well, if she made Scuba Radio Drunken Santa look bad, I don't think I would even want to dive with her. The only bonus would be that you'd be underwater. You couldn't smell her. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she wouldn't pass. You know what? Dennis, hold the line. Let's find out what the heck happened with this mystery diver from hell. Next, right here on the Christmas Craptacular or Crapstravaganza. Next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Ooh, is that fruitcake? Oh, I love fruitcake.
I am Christmas.
Scuba Santa, to sleep is not go under the tree for me. Being another dive girl, Scuba Santa, but we can still go diving tonight.
This is not an artificial tree. This is aluminum.
Scuba Santa, there's something I think you should know. I show. Cause Scuba Radio, hey. Scuba Santa, so listen and we go diving tonight. So listen and we go dive tonight. I will be waiting.
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, singing about Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
One take. She did that in one take. The entire recording session, grand total, 4 minutes and 75 seconds.
That would be a lie. however, I can tell you that I wonder if Dennis from the Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette was referring to Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model when it comes to diving.
No, buddy.
Wasn't her.
Because she doesn't go diving by herself. That's not the problem.
Well, that's true. Yeah. So it wasn't Kelly, just to get that out in the open and kind of pick up from your story before the break. Right there, Dennis?
Absolutely. Not Kelly.
Okay. So you're on this liveaboard. You have this diver. She acts like she kind of knows everything, and she's driving everybody a little crazy. She's the dive buddy from hell. And continue. Why was she so bad exactly?
She wouldn't. She didn't stay with her buddy. She would go off on her own a couple of times. She would just hop in the water without telling anybody. Then she's missing. She didn't have a buddy, and she'd been warned. One of the rules of this boat, and they don't all have it, but this boat did, dive with a buddy. So nobody wanted to dive with her. She said, nobody will dive with me.
Hmm. Well, now,
like day three of 8 days. You know?
Was she an experienced diver?
She had over 1,000 dives.
Okay.
But in terms of experience level, you know, some people have 1,000 dives, and some people have 10 dives 100 times.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But
okay.
She was competent in the water. She knew what she was doing. No,
right.
She'd been around. She'd been diving for quite a while. Well, I agreed to dive with her. It was time for me to come up. I was reaching no decompression limits. I thought it's time to come up. She doesn't want to come up. She says, I have plenty of air. Go ahead. I said, no, we're both going to go up. I grabbed now. Maybe this was bad, but I grabbed her BCD, and up we went. Well, you would have thought that I did something much worse than that. Because she went off on me on the dive deck. The captain, crew all came out, and he said, that's it. He got the gist. He says, you're done diving. We didn't see her the rest of the week. I think we might have been on the only live aboard with a brig, but that's a problem.
Nice.
See her again. She snuck meals somewhere, but follow the rules. You know, a live aboard diving's a great time. Even if it's with people or strangers on day one, on day three, they're your best friends.
Absolutely.
Or better be.
Yeah. Or you're going to have a pretty miserable trip if
exactly
you can't.
Exactly so. So in the book we say follow the rules. If you want special rules, charter your own boat. And, you know, when I talked with you all back in August, I think we discussed that. Bill was a big fan of chartering his own boat.
Oh, there's no question. I would love to do that.
Absolutely. And it's so cheap these days.
Well, it's not. It's
well, he's awash in money. As you can plainly see from his position here with Scuba Radio. But
well, there's big bucks working for Dive, Greg the Dive Master. Everybody knows that.
Yes. That's what
anyway,
we all
there's
say.
Other there's other rules that are in that chapter. One of them is, it's, you know, some liveaboards don't have fresh water makers.
Right.
So you need to know, don't bogart the fresh water. Only use your share. It's not fun to be on a liveaboard when you run out of fresh water. We have a story about that happened off Southern California.
And what happened exactly?
Smoke only in designated areas, and there's some other rules. We don't necessarily read the whole book, but, you know, I love liveaboards. My wife and dive buddy Debbie, also known as the Scuba Diva, co-author of the book, used to like them, but the problem
until
was there's
went
also
with you.
Rules about shore excursions, you know, where you all got to be in the same van and how to get along, how to be a part of a group without being that person that everybody wishes would just go away.
Right.
So that's a big part of it, too. Related to that, when the book we're working on now, we're talking a lot about group rules. How to, you know, because a lot of dive travel is done in a group.
Sure.
How to interact in your group, and then how the group should interact with other people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Dennis, when groups are interacting, and you're deciding what the ground rules are going to be for how your group is going to interact with other groups, I'm assuming the very first thing that you do is determine whether or not you can take them. Am I right?
Yes, and there, you know, there's criteria. Are you a group person or not? There's a few indicators. Have you been divorced more than 3 times?
Well, that I think in a lot of cases, the answer to that is you are a group person, and that has led to the divorce.
As long as you're in a group of single people.
Right. Have you ever been kicked off public transportation for being obnoxious?
That is a good signal, and unfortunately, both of us, yes.
Well, but then, you know, you group up, and I think that one of the things that we'll be putting together is an evaluation form for group leaders. So in addition to just having your group meetings and your informational meetings, also a qualifications quiz. It talks about stuff like that. Do you easily give offense? You know, if they're needy, if they're high maintenance, they want everybody to do what they want.
Perhaps you've met a mermaid.
Some people return high maintenance requirements with other rewards. And some people are just high maintenance pains in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's speaking nicely about the diving diva. Okay, she listens to the playback.
Right. But anyway, when you're on a liveaboard, it's not all about you. let other people have a good time. That's why we have our chapter on liveaboard rules, so that everyone can enjoy the excursion. And isn't that what it's all about?
Well, you know, a lot of people, when they go on a, especially the first time they're on a liveaboard, they think, oh, you know what? This is the trip of a lifetime for me. I've put all this money into it because, I mean, it's not, it's a great and economical way to travel, but you're traveling. You're going someplace and you're going to be gone for several days and you're doing three, four, five dives a day. So it's not cheap. So a lot of people think, well, you know, I put all this money into it, so I get to do what I want.
That's right.
But everybody on the boat is in the exact same situation. You have to understand that.
There you go. And you know what? You can't get away from each other.
That's right. You got to get along, or it's going to be a very, very long week.
You got to get along to get along.
Or we're going to have to reduce the number of participants, and that's kind of a drastic remedy.
Now, do you think that a group, if they're taking a look at the group dynamics, should they take a field trip just to see what they're like on a bus?
You know, I haven't really gotten that far.
Well, they have those pre-liveaboard parties sometimes when they get a group together that want to go on a liveaboard and do just that. So it's kind of like a get-to-know-you party before you get out on the boat.
I think that's exactly right. And remember, everybody's entitled to a good time, and not everybody has to follow your agenda. And don't come up every time we have an hour's rest and come up and say, we're all going to go do this one thing together. You know, don't appoint yourself social chairman.
Words to live by, definitely for divers. The Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette, available now online at scubasnobs.com. Get it in time for the holidays, or just get it for yourself for a friendly read for the new year. All right, Dennis, thanks for checking in. Happy holidays to you, my friend.
My best to you and all the mermaids and everyone there. It's been a great time.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
You know, this is our Christmas show, and we shouldn't get all the gifts. And I got to thank Dennis there from the Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette. He was nice enough to give us some of the books to give away today. I asked everyone to email their name, address, and phone number to info@scubaradio.com last week for some giveaway of these books, as well as a pair of Force Pens. We'll get to that in just a bit. But let's share the gifts with our listeners now. From last week's entries, we have drawn three names at random. They will get their very own copy of the Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette, autographed by Debbie and Dennis Jacobson, the authors of that fine piece of literature. First up, I got Randall Gamby from New York, and let's go with Nick Briggs from Michigan and Harry Warnick from Silver Springs, Maryland. I think I'm gonna go with that. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys will be notified accordingly, and you will get a autographed copy of the Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette that you heard Dennis and myself and Bill just talk about there moments ago. Now, for the big winner of a pair of Force Fins, not just any Force Fins, but you actually get to consult the master designer of Force Fins, Bob Evans. He will talk to you personally, find out what type of diving you do, and he will set you up with a customized pair of Force Fins for you to use for years and years. You will love these. This is a very special gift that Bob was nice enough to offer up our listeners last week on the big show. And the winner is Roger White of Springdale, Arizona. Roger, congratulations. You are one lucky diver today. Merry Christmas from your friends at Scuba Radio and Force Fins. Now, you know, we have a lot of stuff to get to on the show today. You can join us for New Year's Eve. We got that to talk about. We got a few other things we're going to get to here in just a bit. Well, okay, now I'm looking over and I see my cell phone's ringing again. You got to be kidding me. Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa. I thought I'd left him in South Florida with the mermaids. They were supposed to take care of him and not let him back to Orlando. But he's calling me. You know, I'm just too friendly during the holidays. I'm a giving person. What can I say, right? Well, we'll just have to see what he has to add next. And As always, I apologize in advance.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
Five bowls of flushing?
Four Roy's of throbbing? Three nose hairs waving?
Two children starving?
Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, it's the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio,
I love it.
Scuba Radio,
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
What the hell is wrong with you?
The show is not long enough to answer that question, unfortunately. Just got a couple segments left in the Christmas show, Craptacular. Now we are back in Orlando. Now, I just said my cell phone was ringing, and of course it was Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. He's on the line. Santa, what are you calling me for now? Come on.
Greg the Dive Master. We meet again.
Well, yeah. I left you down there in Key Largo in the capable hands of the Scuba Radio Mermaids, and you're calling me now. What's up? I thought you'd be happy with that.
I was hoping to ride back with you, but I woke up on Tony the Mermaid's roof.
Well, that's better than riding back with me. That was kind of the plan, a ditch effort on our part to kind of leave you down there with them. You kind of fit in much better than I expected down there in Key Largo with all the mermaids and whatnot.
Santa knows how to kick it with the mermaids. There ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's true. And there's pictures on Facebook to prove it, too, now, unfortunately.
I did not authorize any of those photographs.
Well, that's okay, Santa. You know, as long as you don't come back here, you don't really need to come back here for a whole nother year, okay?
Oh, I'm coming back to pay you one more visit before Christmas time.
Well, but you don't know where our new studio is.
Oh.
That's why I left you there in Key Largo.
Hey, genius, tell me if this rings a bell. He knows that when you're sleeping.
Uh-oh.
He knows when you're awake.
Yeah.
He knows if you've been bad or good. So it'd be good, you bad divers.
Oh, boy.
Be good.
So you're saying you know where our new studios are. So there's no way
I happen to know where you are.
Hmm.
You're bragging about it.
You obviously have my cell phone number. I don't know how you got that.
Hello, I'm Santa.
Oh, right. I forgot. I keep forgetting.
And I'm coming back.
Well, you know, all right.
Look out, old Saint Nick is back.
Yeah, he is back. It'll take you a while to get up to Orlando from the Florida Keys. So feel free to take your time.
I jingle my balls.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm coming back, and I will be there in about, I don't know how long it'll take me, but I will get there. I am nothing if not stubborn.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well,
I will put my boot up your, you know,
okay, just stop.
Your shiny
hide. Hey, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, let's You know, it is that time of year. You know, I didn't really give you the opportunity to say this when we were down in Key Largo doing the show last hour. So since you're on the phone now and I can't seem to shake you, do you at least have a Christmas wish or some kind of, you know, thing you would like to share with the world or especially the Scuba Radio listeners for another great year?
Well, yes, Greg. As a matter of fact, I do.
Yeah.
As the official holiday and Christmas ambassador that I am, being Santa Claus,
right?
I would just like to say to all Scuba Radio divers out there that Santa wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Kwanzaa.
Okay.
And I wish everybody good visibility, neutral buoyancy, and hang up instead of stockings, hang up fins.
Hang up a fin, why not?
And Santa will fill up your fin with goodies. And I hope all you divers have great dive trips and be excellent to each other.
That, you know, that is one of the most heartfelt holiday wishes I have ever heard out of you, for sure.
That's from the heart.
I think you're starting to sober up or something.
You know, I love you and all the divers out there. Oh, one more thing. A mermaid for every diver.
Okay. All right, that's what you're going to leave under the tree?
I wish that everybody could find their own Scuba Radio mermaid.
Nice. Well, feel free to drop off a few on Christmas morning. You had like 7 or 8 down there in the Keys that you were hanging out with.
Yes, that was what we call a target-rich environment.
Oh, boy. All right, well,
good dives, a good eggnog for everybody.
Yeah. Now, you know, do you have anything as far as a New Year's resolution, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa? You know, we've talked about this before in the past, but you're usually so inebriated you don't remember what you said the next day. But you're starting to make a lot of sense. You're sounding a little bit more coherent than normal. How about ditching the booze and going diving with us in 2012? What do you think about that idea? Yeah,
is that an invitation?
Well, it could be if you clean yourself up a little bit. I guess it's more of a challenge.
Will there be mermaids?
Well, I don't leave home without them.
Awesome. Yeah, we can talk about that.
Okay, so you'd be willing to ditch the booze, so you could go do some Scuba Radio dive trips with us in 2012. That's what you're saying. You are on the record of saying that you would be willing to do this.
Well, I think we could. Do I have to go cold turkey?
Yes. Yeah. You would go drinking and diving.
After the diving is over, we could have a cocktail.
Well, maybe, but in your case, I'm not so sure that would be a wise decision. You don't have. You seem to have a problem with having just one cocktail. You hear what I'm saying?
What about a baby?
You can't have a baby either.
Do you smoke?
No. Do I smoke a cigar now and then? We had one at the party the other night.
I mean, Mother Nature.
What? What are you talking about, Mother Nature?
Natural herbs.
Oh,
herbal remedies.
No. You can't mix that stuff. What's the matter with you? We don't endorse that type of behavior. You don't do that.
What do you think is in my pipe?
Man.
I don't say niggas back.
You cannot change one vice for another or exchange.
Look, I don't say niggas back.
Come on now.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Okay, if you were willing to do this, where would you want to go, Santa? You've heard us talk about where we've been in the past, whether it was the Maldives, Galapagos, the Bahamas, the Keys. Where would you like to go dive?
I'd like to go to Papadopoulos.
Papanopoulos, that was the popcorn we gave away at the Scuba Radio Christmas party in Key Largo. That's a chain of popcorn stores.
No, you said the Maldives or Galapagos.
The Galapagos.
Yeah, that's what I said. Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, okay, right. All right, yeah.
I'm going to go to Snuffleupagus Island.
I'm starting to wonder why I'm having this conversation, but
I guess... Do you, Greg, do you believe that mammoths are extinct?
Yeah, I think so, sure. Why?
They walk among us.
They do, huh?
I saw one yesterday.
You did? Was it pink, and did it have spots?
No, it was brown and furry.
Brown and furry. You really saw
it? It scared the bejesus out of me.
It was down there in Key Largo?
Yeah, I was still down there at the time.
Yeah, were you passed out on Mermaid Tony's roof?
It was not a dream.
Why was it not a dream?
Real.
How do you know?
Because I seen it with my own two eyes.
Nah, you were narked. Maybe you were narked. You get that same kind of feeling underwater at depth. It's like the three martini rule type thing. And I think you had more than three of those.
I think it escaped from Snuffleupagus Island.
Yeah, okay. Well, Merry Christmas to you regardless there, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
God bless you, Greg the Dive Master, and the mermaids, and Bill, and all the good little scuba divers.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles in just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Yes, the Santa here is Comet Virus. Now I'm filling in, bringing toys to all the Gentile boys and girls.
Yeah, we got to do a little shout-out to all our friends celebrating some kind of festive activity this holiday season. So that includes the Hanukkah folks as well as the Christmas folks and everybody. We're all one happy family, especially when it comes to being underwater. And one of my best friends and part of the Scuba Radio family would not be complete without my buddy Neil Watson. He's on the line right now as we get ready to celebrate the end of 2011 in Bimini at the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. Neil, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Countdown time. I'm getting excited.
Yes, this is actually our last broadcast before New Year's Eve. We're going to run a replay next Saturday because it's Christmas Eve. So that's fine. And then on New Year's Eve, we will broadcast live from Bimini with Neil Watson by my side. We'll have a couple of mermaids with us that have never been to the Bahamas before. We're going to blow it out big time. This is the second annual Guy Harvey Outpost Resort Big Game Club New Year's Eve bash. Let's go through the itinerary because it is not too late for people to join us on this for this event. Right, Neil?
It is never too late. As long as we got a room and there's an airplane seat on a charter or a scheduled flight.
That's right.
Actually, first off, our website is BiminiDive.com, and it'll give you, all the details about what's going on. And to talk to one of the office representatives, it's 800-867-4764. And they can not only arrange the package on the island, but they can take care of air as well if people need to get over.
That's right.
You know, need flight arrangements.
Sure. Yeah, and by the way, Bimini, the closest Bahamas island to the U.S., if you have a boat and you're in South Florida or you know somebody who would be willing to make the 40-mile crossing for you, you could take that option as well, possibly, too, right?
Hey, that's even better. We got 75 slips and 50 rooms and cottages and a couple of penthouses. And, that's the way to go. If you got a boat or a friend with a boat or somebody leaves the keys in a boat, I mean, you're 48 nautical miles away, depending on the boat, anywhere from 45 minutes in the case of our Captain Gomez friend, up to a couple of hours, with a normal boat. So it's an incredibly short trip, a lot shorter than going to the Keys.
Yeah, well, good point. And now we've talked about how to schedule this and who to call and where to go for information on how to get there. But let's tell them why they should go. Let's run through the itinerary for this New Year's Eve bash because it's impressive, Neil.
Oh, dude, Bimini rocks. I mean, we had a ball last year, and it's going to be bigger and better this year. Of course, we're going to be over there Friday to Monday. And Friday is the kickoff. We'll party down Friday night. Saturday, we're going to do it. You get in early enough, we can do a two-tank dive Friday afternoon or a single-tank dive or go do the dolphins. We got an interactive dolphin swim. We got a great shark dive. We got an area kind of like a little Stingray City in Bimini. We got walls, wrecks, reefs. Bimini has it all. So Friday, get in, get checked in, party down a little bit. Saturday, we'll do a two-tank morning dive for anybody that wants to go diving. Then we're going to do the Scuba Radio show live with some mermaids and,
right,
of course, Greg Holt and yours truly and whoever else we can drag off boats and out of the marina.
Yeah, we might put them on the radio, have them do our job, because we might not be in such great shape if we get out there early enough.
Set everything up and tell them what button to push to start the thing, and we'll get there when we can.
Speak into this microphone here.
There you go. How easy is that?
Right.
And then, of course, the festivities for the evening. We're going to. They've got a big New Year's Eve dinner things lined up, and then of course we're going to take the Bimini Blue, our 60-foot double deck glass bottom dive boat / party boat out with a little bit of adult libations and a bunch of people, and they do an incredible fireworks display right off South Bimini, a little hotel there. And the neat thing is, unlike South Florida, where you got to stay half a mile offshore, I mean, we get right up underneath it. You remember last year, it was like it was raining fireworks on us.
Yes.
How cool is that?
It was really cool. And I got to tell you, I've done some pretty amazing things for New Year's Eve. I've been to the Big Apple. I've done the Times Square thing. I've seen the ball drop. And I've been to Bimini last year and did New Year's Eve there. And I got to say, if I had my druthers, I'd always rather spend it in Bimini. That was a blast last year. It's going to be hard to match that level of excitement, but you know what? I have a feeling we're going to easily do just as well, if not even bigger and better, because you have more attractions. You got a live band this year and a tent and all kinds of extra stuff that we didn't have last year.
I mean, Bimini is the coolest place in the world for New Year's Eve. The island's 700 feet wide. You don't have to worry about drinking and driving, maybe falling off the dock or whatever, but other than that, it's a pretty safe place to be. Everybody has a great time. They have a Junkanoo parade, which is like a highlight of the trip, you know, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Yeah, the Junkanoo thing, the Bahamians get out there in the middle of the night and start banging on pots and cans and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and then you can join in with them. I mean, it's a great cultural exchange on top of all the fun festive activities.
They have these amazing colorful costumes. It's kind of like Mardi Gras, you know, in New Orleans or Carnival in Rio, but it's the Bahamas version of that. It's a hoot. They have a great time.
It is a good time. BiminiDive.com. And the phone number again, Neil, is
800-867-4764. And let's get some people over there to party with us, Greg.
They will definitely do that if they know what's good for them or what's bad for them in a good way. You know what I'm saying. All right, look, that'll do it for the Christmas Crabstravaganza, Crabtacular, whatever you want to call it. It's been fun, and, you know, it's all about sharing the joy of scuba. And the only reason I'm able to do this year in and year out is because of you and you sharing scuba radio with your dive buddies. I thank you for giving me the gig of a lifetime, and that comes from the heart. All right, until we speak again on New Year's Eve, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody. Merry Christmas, too.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.